Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really bring about a lot of clarity for her understanding and seeing past the things of the flesh into the things of the spirit so she can be fully ready for the things to come. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Spirit more perfectly, that he's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay, and guiding you through the trials that you're going to go through. You just don't know what's going to come your way, okay, but he does, so you just need to trust him in your trials, okay. Talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue and the part of iron, okay, and Bible prophecy and the persecution that comes, that is talked about, prophesied in Bible prophecy and how it can help you understand persecution in your daily life, okay, which you're going to experience if you walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, okay, going through the Communist Manifesto, moving on to the next part here. It talks about removal of freedoms. It says, and the abolition of this state of things is called by the bourgeois abolition of individuality and freedom, and rightly so. The abolition of bourgeois individuality, bourgeois independence, and bourgeois freedom is undoubtedly aimed at. Okay. And some of the ways that you can see this, if you look into China, and you can already kind of see it already, I've heard a lot of Christians actually talking about this, is that there's a lot of laws already on the books here in the United States, and you can see it put into place in China, where it's like just silly little laws, okay, where it's like you didn't put your dog on a leash in the, you know, dog park, you know, that's a fine, and that's, you know, we can prosecute you for that, you know. There's this really interesting part in this about on the documentary that we have on the website about China, where they are recording people for jaywalking. Okay, but of course you shouldn't jaywalk. I mean, it's doesn't, you know, it is against the law, but it's like, it's not one of those things where it's like a very serious crime, you know what I mean? And it's just like a lot of these little silly things, you know, that are put in place that are not really, you know, that important, okay? But apparently, from what I've heard, and I believe it to be trustworthy, there's a lot of these laws already in place in the United States to where you can end up in jail, and it's just silly stuff that you would never even think was wrong to do, and certainly that you could be prosecuted for, okay? And once again, all these sort of things are things that you can't even be aware of, because I'm pretty sure that's what I've heard anyways from listening to people who research these things, is that you can't even know them fully, because there's just so many tiny little laws that they're just all over the place that it's hard to even be fully aware of them. And they're, once again, not things that you would think are a crime, you know? So you just... But anyways, again, it just boils down to walking in the Spirit. You can't, you know, fathom a lot of these things that'll come your way, but the Holy Spirit does, and when he's guiding you and leading you to do things, saying, don't go here, go here, don't say that, you know what I mean? It's just, you really want to be led of the Spirit, because he's fully aware of all these things, and we're not, okay? But he'll guide you through these things, and shepherd you, okay? I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she humbles herself and knows that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, read it again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, you send, Jesus' name, amen.